The cries of Olé that pierced the Senegalese air before a rally Monday are an exotic song to this continent that boasts only one Spanish-speaking country and but a handful of countries that use the Portuguese colonial tongue shared by ex-Brazilian President Lula da Silva. But when the former Brazilian president came for a speech in Senegal, hundreds of Spanish-speaking well-wishers came with him, from activists draped in South American flags to Guatemalan Mayan women and even Evo Morales, the first indigenous president of Bolivia. Their arrival comes at a time when analysts say Latin America is increasing ties with the continent to the east. The two landmasses share cash crops and a history of 15th through 19th century colonial exploitation followed by 20th century military rule. But in the 21st century, Da Silva says, they share new opportunities due to tremendous economic growth.
Nos 29 países africanos que visitei como presidente, comprovei a vitalidade.
He says, in the 29 countries he visited as president, he has been struck by the vitality with which Africa is affirming itself as the master of its destiny. The continent, he said, is more relevant than ever to developing nations like Brazil. And while the former Portuguese colony is by far Latin America's most active player on the continent, it is setting an example that other regional leaders are following. For Morales, Africa is a place where Latin Americans can find like-minded people who have been oppressed by many of the same global forces. He says that you, here in Africa, my brothers and sisters, at a certain point you are beaten, colonized, forced to work by forces coming from Europe. But you should know that we too were conquered and humiliated by European forces, he says. Eurasia Group's Africa analyst Anne Frauhoff says countries like Bolivia have not yet found a way to leverage the history they share with Africa into an overall strategy for boosting South Atlantic ties. But that will change, she says, as economic growth on both continents inspires trade, travel, and political cooperation across the ocean. Already, she says, Brazil is leading the charge with a focus on boosting agriculture and health services on the continent.
Seen as a very important opportunity, you know, for African governments. I mean, you know, Brazil is one of the most exciting emerging economies itself. It maybe in some ways comes with a little less of some of this baggage that's sort of associated with China. And so I think it's going to be a sort of very important middle ground player in this sort of scramble for Africa.
During President Lula's 8-year term, she says Brazil doubled the number of embassies in Africa and increased trade with the continent fivefold. She adds the country is also pushing its commercial banks to lend to African infrastructural projects. Drew Henshaw for VOA News, Dakar.